N-A-M?
N-A-M.
Nam.
Yeah.
Is it
a N-A? N-A.
Is it hyphenated? It's a hyphen?
Yeah. Hyphen.
It's very artistic also. Very nice. Literature.
That is in scientific knowledge.
Scientific knowledge. In English.
Yeah.
I think today will, by this evening,
how many?
I think about, one boy is doing it for free of charge. He's producing 10 of them. Just to get an idea, if we want more, we can get more. I think about 25.
Details?
Some detail on them.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you can close it. One set back to Gorgomuni, and one set to Solo, and one set for me. Three sets. And if you like, you can keep one set for me. The negative will be with you. What is the height?
Actually, I don't know. I didn't get that. I can get that information also.
Well, I'm guessing.
Oh. I don't know, 250 feet, something like that? 300?
No, that's too big.
700?
That's too big, 300. The watch of mine was 550 feet.
Maybe 200.
We can check.
Yeah.
Reference book easily. We'll find out today.
Okay, ready?
So we want to make a chart from these ghost elements, the five ghost elements. We want to extend to
what are the five?
From there, we want to include the let's say the several 92 cycle elements. These gold, silver, copper, all these elements.
And
yeah, that is within us. We think that not only art, the water,
there is already water, air, ether, fire, everything.
From previous.
Artificial is one line of all elements. As you go from earth to water, one is minus. From water you go to fire, one is again minus. In this way, when you go up, ether, there is only one. And earth contains all the five.
All the five gross elements.
Yes.
So actually we can use this from earth, all these 92 elements. Silver, gold, and
Yes, that is enough.
Mm.
So many varieties are mixed.
Now, is there an atom for each? Is there a copper atom?
I think that we do not take care of atoms.
Mm.
They grow as soon as. But clearly, atomic defenses, just like gold and what is called?
Gold and the mercury?
Mercury. This is atomic defense.
Yeah.
And it is suggested that tin, copper, and mercury, proportionally mixed it will become gold.
Once you come in that,
yeah, then you can do that experiment. Then the power for what you will be. This is fact. There are many yogis that prepare gold by drinking mercury. They drink mercury overnight. Next morning, they pass urine and dip copper coins in it. And then after some time, the copper coins put into the fire and become gold.
That's alchemy. Alchemy
is mainly, they do that. But it is a fact that copper and tin and mercury proportionally mixed will produce gold. This example is given by Sanatana. As Kamsa is mixture of copper and tin, bellmetal. But it is properly treated with mercury, it becomes gold. Similarly, a human being properly treated by initiation, he becomes a bird. With a recognizing the phenomenon. Sukhadi Kabihari, this is something I think Nirao. Nirao here says, of all humanity, he doesn't say a particular class or particular country. Everyone can be purified by the initiation process, by a spark filter, no? That is accepted in the process.
These elements, like the science called elements, gold and mercury, where did several other elements in the Vedic scriptures? Little information how
metal,
how they separated the technique they used.
That is what it is. Here in the right days, all these letters, the different forms of art, you find in the old.
But they are all impure.
That's all right. You have to purify what they are from the group of art. You have to purify. Gold is also purified. It is taken from the mind. It is not pure gold. You have to treat it. Then pure gold comes.
But the treatment has much involved, a lot of process.
Exactly. But by treating, we can get into the car. The Megara is the law.
Yeah. So actually the Vedas must have known these techniques.
Yeah.
But otherwise they cannot get these laws so easily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they are gold mountains.
Understand?
They are gold mountains. Silver mountain, silver mountain, copper robe. What is that? What is that?
This is a new picture of Mars which came in the Washington Post today. This is what the scientists
said. Oh, man.
The mountains all over Mars. Big crater that they're talking about. This is a recent photo.
Well, what did you say?
It says the Grand Canyon. Just like in Arizona, there's a canyon called Grand Canyon.
So, in Arizona, it's from Arizona.
That's
what. It's called Martian Grand Canyon, an ocean and meaning goes 10 times the size of Arizona as Grand Canyon.
That you can photograph it 10 times. Yeah. Business is in Arizona.
I think so.
And this is all the purpose.
I think. I think it's all like a movie set.
Yeah, I'm not going. Arizona is there. All the asset. Why is that taking Arizona? That means they are Arizona.
Yes. Yes.
They make it that one way was stealing from the room. And there are some sounds. And the master of the house said, who's there? What is that sound? The man said, no, no, I'm not stealing. No, no, I'm not stealing. In language.
Throughout this article, they make comparisons with Earth,
And there is no mess. And there is no mess.
No.
They see foolishness. The same judges. No, no, I'm not kidding. Who asked that he's stealing? He asked for the power. But he is close. It is like that. Huh? Why that you bring me that?
So Prabhupada, you catch the red-handed.
Oh, yes. Every time. Who are them to speak about, isn't it? They're taking away from us. No, I'm not taking. It is right. They could have mentioned other scriptures.
Huh? Arizona is convenient.
Arizona is convenient. That what is there? The mind is there. Arizona mind is because that what is in Arizona. So there's a school behind.
But they are claiming here that this corridor was taken 200 million miles away from the Earth.
That they can say it, but they're good.
What's the point then, Prabhupada? Just to take money and use it some other
way? No, just to see people that they're very big scientists, they're going excellent. But what people will benefit from this?
They want to study whether there is light there or not.
There is light. You do not know.
You are not sure yet.
There is life everywhere. Who can say from this heart? There cannot be any place better. It is not for. Must be like this. All prayers are better, simply this gratitude. Consciousness, oh my God. What is it, Consciousness? What is the difference in this gratitude and other stuff? Chemically or physically?
Yeah, there are differences.
Differences that made this. The difference between cat body, dog body, man's body, it will depend much. But the elements are the same. Elements have the same. At least I am not good. No, I know. I'm not blind, but in the past, no. Any prayer is congested.
Yeah, so we also have some information from science that there must be life in other planets.
So, I he was of my age, perhaps you know his name, Dr. Sah.
Yeah.
Meghna Sah.
Meghna Sah, yeah.
So, he was like friend in Alabama. So, he said, no, there is life. He said, that's what Meghna. There's no question of his religion. He said, the leader of blue scientists, Dr. Meghna Sah, Dr. Meghna Sah, Dr. Nilotan Ha.
Yeah, Nilotan Ha.
They are all my customers.
Oh, that's in UP.
UP, Rava, India. This is all I know. Very big business for us.
Yeah, there are in fact some reports in the last few years that there's some bacteria. They can survive in medium of ammonia. Ammonia is alkaline solution. Normally, life survives
in water.
They also prove that there are certain bacteria that can survive about 170 degrees.
Why is that still
high temperature?
Human beings, otherwise, how Krishna is putting his sun god. Human beings are putting the yoga and kushkuvara. So simply, the sun god is unlimited. That is the sun god, and there are living entities. That body is like a path.
So it's better to say that when scientists say there are no lives in other planets, that we can conclude that the chances or the forms that we have are the elements that we have different.
They are different. It's like any water. Superficially, we don't see any living thing, but inside, you know, millions of things. They took photograph. What is the meaning of photograph? On such a distance. If you take a photograph of the sea, what do you find? Is it there? The rascals are taking photographs. And I have to believe. Photograph, what is the name of photograph? You don't know it. Take the photograph of the sea. If I know what is there, and go even to the water, you'll find millions of trillions.
And also, living beings living like in the air that we can't see.
You can see so many things. What is the value of your eyes? What is really so much to your eyes? You cannot see even your eyes. So close, it's still your brain. When there is some particle, you cannot see. they have to struggle. Have to get out of this party. But you see a jacket? So what is the value of your life? Why are you willing so much? A bhakti. They are called bhakti. Only believe in the direct person.
Getting French easy with that, and tomorrow I pick up your passport and the passport for the wrong visa. And just one more Italy remains.
Why do they speak about skiing? Because what is the value of your skin? Has seen you Atlantic Ocean, that means has seen anything. It is ludicrous.
Then I simply speculate from the distance.
That's all.
But here's the surface, like here.
Here, business is speculative.
Here it says, this is from great here.
Oh, that is, I'm not kidding.
Yes. Yeah. 1,200 miles above the surface. Now they want to speculate on what's there.
I mean, cynically. Mm-hmm. Who asked him that he's silly? But he said, I'm not silly.
Perfect. It's perfect for them.
Why he didn't have him? Who asked him? That means that he didn't do that.
They have exposed themselves.
That's out there teaching people.
Such a big hoax. They spent billions of dollars just to sort of hoax.
Now you don't see that. But then I'm right. The moon plant is also edible. Oh, yes. Business effect is there.
So, well, one of the things we want to do is expose this cheating. Should we expose this kind of thing directly like this? Or should we indirectly
deal with it? No, you do scientifically.
Yeah.
We don't have to give you the hint.
If you say that, then they'll admit it.
Yeah.
This title is, see, who asked him about that reason? Why is he taking that? That is very nice.
So, Baba's all right to include that this 92 chemical elements as what, finer form of earth.
Yes.
Now, this earth is
blocked. There are so many things. They are very, very fast to spray. Iron, gold, everything you find, just like. But you have to be pretty fast.
So earth is a mixture of all these different elements?
Mm-hmm.
So we can call this different quality of earth.
Like a subcategory.
Mm-hmm. So in water also, all this, most of this earth materials are there. Because it dissolves in water. Water is so many salts, many elements. Yeah, and it dissolves
in the that in the heart, all other five elements are there.
So water precedes earth in the creation.
Mm-hmm.
Water comes first.
No. He comes.
Oh, I mean, water comes before earth. Earth is last. Mm-hmm. And water is just before. So that we find earth and water.
He's saying that you can find earth and water.
Yes.
That's the point, isn't it?
Yeah. That expression is from water, that is how we find the body.
Oh.
Yeah, because it precedes, and earth is being created from water, so you'll find earth and water originally.
But still, water is one element less than water, the earth.
Mm.
No, I just pull up all of them.
Yeah, all the things back to front then. If earth has all the elements in it, then the other one, as you go successively back, should have one less. So why is it water has earth in it when earth is the last one to be produced?
Visible.
It's not manifest.
Not yet.
So the earth is in a non-manifest state in the water, and when you analyze water, sometimes you can analyze and produce little particles of earth. Is that right?
Yeah. That's the case. Sometimes prominent.
Mm-hmm. So the main characteristic then is the water that is prominent.
That guy is this skin. Mm-hmm. It is not, you can't find water, but there is water.
Mm-hmm.
So earth is prominent.
Thank you. Just like you cut the skin, the blood will come. What is the blood? There is water.
And what is mineral water? Has minerals in it?
That means that we use water.
Actually, the composition of that particular element is predominant. When you say water, say there are some minerals, but the mineral percentage was very less, but the percentage of water is more.
Yes, there's no pure water. You know, there's pure water, completely pure water. If you analyze your finds,
can you still make a pure water?
Make
nothing can be pure.
I'm not sure. Well, they say to distill it, just like they say fire is pure. But fire is not pure. It's a living entity living in the fire.
Oh.
Do they have grossly defined?
You say like this, and I have no meaning. The living entity is safe. I love how it is stated in the world of the fact. No, it's not a fire of all, but you see. Find out.
Mm-hmm. You were saying yesterday that in all states of matter, there's always some living condition to be found. Even in a body that's supposed to be dead, there's life coming from it.
Yeah. Actually, when a body dies, they say it is decomposed. They say that decomposition is done by small microbes.
Mm.
This microscope, this big body, and then this
it gets rid of prominent.
Light. The light fire means very heat and light.
What is magnetism?
Magnetism of Canada. That's kind of the fire.
We talk sometimes in very complicated as a Gopa. And Gopa's French is very simple.
Because I'm not fancy. It's like a captured image. Common sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, in the, one of the articles about the Godhead, I think Brahma Dasa, he used different words for these five elements. So, we're going to use these elements in our book also. So, we wonder whether what he says for fire, radiant energy, is your fire. I think that sound a little more.
They think this is so simplistic, mythological type breakdown, oversimplification. So he used different words. He used
fire. He used radiant energy.
Fire. He said radiant energy. Water. He said liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say for earth? Solid matter. He said for earth. And air. Gas. And what did he say for ether?
Space.
So we thought, we were wondering if these were acceptable terms to use.
That's the thing.
Oh.
That's clear then. Mm. Now, this, actually, I touched this point last time, but still I want to make it clear. Now, in the difference between life and matter again.
Life and matter is very clear. There is no symptom of matter in life. Everything is a main and symbiosis of life. Negative.
Mm.
It is not this.
But to feel it, to see it.
You cannot bring it to any material platform.
Mm.
It's everything is there.
Now, to make a simile or comparison, we find from our experience in science that matter itself is rather very simple. It is composed of simple patterns and simple forms and structures. But now, when this matter is touched by life, or matter in association with life, is actually very complex. In terms of molecules, it becomes big molecules, and molecules not only big, it's very complex, highly complicated.
Basically, you can understand this way. One grain of poison, potassium cyanide, it touches and it starts immediately the whole body is poisoned.
Yes.
How the molecules just spread in.
How this is the potassium cyanide, it blocks the oxygen pack. That's a sign for
it. But it will the poison, excess, immediately spread all of it.
Why is it happening?
Yeah. This is also material. So how much powerful is spirit, so it can just be made. Each one grain of matter has got so much potential.
Mm.
How much potential has got the spirit?
But then somebody may ask that why that cyanide? Cyanide is just material. But now in the living body, the spirit is there. But how the spirit is affected by
it? It is unable to leave. The condition changes. Poison means the condition changes.
So cyanide is more powerful than the spirit?
No. Powerful, this is different element. Powerful as powerfulity, certainly. Because it is moving the whole thing. Powerful, that a particular body is destroyed. But the spirit, soul, there is coming. Otherwise, how the germs are coming. It is not powerful.
When cyanide is introduced, the body becomes unsuitable.
Power, in particular.
Yeah.
So,
now, my point coming to this complex form, now, matter, it is understood easily in terms of science, when matter is associated with life, then comparing this.
Then the life and the matter, what, Otherwise, it has no identity. Jairam Bhagavate Yavas. The material world is working on account of presence of the spirit soul.
And from here, from this experience, we are extending that the spiritual world is, spirit itself is
different from material world.
Complex. Now, is this,
it has nothing to do with this material world.
But Senator, is this valid to conclude that the spirit, spiritual world, or spirit of life is very complex?
No complex, it is simple spirit. The material world is complex. And the spiritual world is simple.
Yeah. Is that
right? Well, spirit means it's totally different from that. It's just really a family.
Our idea is that the matter, when it's not touched by spirit, it is not very complicated.
But when it is simple.
When there's life, then you have such a complication like a body. The human body is very complicated because life is there. Without life,
that's complicated. But as soon as we put the crap,
so it doesn't work unless there's some.
Without the electricity, it doesn't work. So the machine is completed, not the electricity.
But there's
one thing is that the machine, in this example, gets complicated.
Or it is complicated means it is made in different parts. But it cannot work without the electric power.
So the conclusion is that matter, when touched by life or space, actually becomes complicated.
It's not complicated. It works.
No, matter itself is not complicated.
Huh?
Matter itself is not complicated.
Yes, complicated.
But even if it is complicated, this matter itself, just by light, is more complicated.
No.
Yes, it is.
That's like electricity. Electricity, when it is connected to the machine, it was. The machine is complicated.
But it could be said that the machine is actually independent of the electricity.
Huh? Without electricity, it has no value.
It has no value, but it's still existing.
It exists. That is what it does.
But machine is touched by a person. So that makes...
That is an example. Here is electricity, power.
Mm-hmm.
And here is machine. The machine is something. The electricity is touched.
But if there's no electricity, then there's no need for a complicated machine. The machine.
Then you can see it is complicated. It's a kind of a machine. But it's complicated.
Well, but then it's only complicated because it needs to be so that it can take the energy.
Another thing without energy, it cannot work. But the thing is changing something.
If life is based on the desire of the living entity, and as you were mentioning that the material energy forms so many complex combinations, the material body is so complex, does that mean that the living entity is very much entangled?
You analyze your body. There's so many complications.
Yes.
But without life, it is all dead.
Yeah, that is right. We are concluding that now, matter, when it is associated with life, it's very complex.
Now, without matter, it is complex.
Without life.
Yes.
Without life, it's more complex.
Yeah,
matter.
The same.
That is the same.
Same body, same both ways.
Same body.
If your body is the Jesus soul.
Body was well in a sense to the Father.
There is no sense. Try to understand. Body is complicated.
Yes.
But in spite of all this, it is useless unless there is life.
All right, so then in an embryo stage, in
any stage, the whole thing is complicated.
But you're saying that the soul is actually by nature very simple.
Yes.
At least compared to the material world. The
soul is not complicated.
As we were sitting down, Dr. Guru is saying that matter, each element studied by itself, is has a simple structure, but when the body is formed with the soul,
it's more complex.
It becomes apparently more complex. Chemical reactions become more complex.
As a matter of growth, because life is present, then a small p grows.
That means that soul is not complicated.
No, it's not the soul.
No.
But that the presence of the soul causes growth.
In fact, the deception is complicated.
Okay.
My finger is not complicated. Thing that is simple, a simple person.
I'm comparing two matters in two different states. Now, matter as us, and the matter is life. Now, thinking that life is simple, now still there is a basic difference between matter not touched by life, and this matter touched by life. And matter which is not touched by life is still simpler than this matter which is touched by life. Now, taking that light is simple. That's what
it is. Which machine is there without electric and no electric? But with electric, it works. And without electric, it loses.
But it isn't a complicated body.
This is complicated already.
Yes. But that
when it is just with electric power, it works. And when it is not just with electricity is not complicated. This thing itself is complicated.
But isn't the complexity of the body due to trying to accommodate the desires of the spirit soul? Such a complicated body is there because the spirit soul desires to do something. So the complexity
is the problem. If you want to do something, different machine, but the power is the same. You want to use a pizza phone or use a typewriter, you want to use so many things. The complication is only matter, but the electricity is the same. Either this machine or that machine.
Now, in mathematics,
I don't think that typewriter. You have a different machine for different purposes. But without electricity, there is no.
So the cause is very simple, but the effect is complicated.
Not exactly. There's nothing to do with it. If you want to work for a certain purpose, you require certain technique. So different purpose is different nature. But the power is the same. This is a simple thing, what you can understand. You put the electric power, one is heater, and same electric power, one is cooler. This is the difference of the machine. The power is the same. Either it is acting as cooler or heater. The refrigerator is used the same electric power. And the heater is the same electric power. Then it is the question of difference on the machine. Electricity is the same. That is something.
It's like in a body. It was growing. and getting bigger, that's because the spirit soul is present and there's action going on because the spirit soul is there. So in that sense, a body may become bigger and more complex because the spirit soul is present in that body. That is what we were trying to say. That this matter can become even more complex, if we need that word, or variegated, because the presence of the spirit soul is there.
Yeah. And then we have to take and go to the spirit soul into one. Otherwise, matter is just.
Yeah.
Actually, matter becomes more complicated when it is in association with life. That is actually what we wanted to say.
You're speaking of matter, the spirit soul has been designed by God. That's the kind of life that we're referring to.
Well, just like the material energy, in its unmanifested state, when it's put out, there's no living entity present. But when the living entity is put into the material energy by God, then the whole complex system of workings in the material world comes into being.
So we're trying to show this complex activity cannot go on without the presence of life. That with life there, spirit soul, that the movements are going to go on in this material world.
And one thing also in the spiritual world is it's full of variety in it.
That is spiritual. Right?
Yeah, spiritual variety. But
that is not different.
That doesn't mean that this complex is a problem.
No, there is no complex.
Another point to the Prabhupada is that matter as it is, it doesn't have any specific form or pattern in as compared with matter associated with life. When matter is associated with life, it has a specific groups or forms meant for a definite purpose and function. Now this is lacking when matter is left as it is. For example,
matter is utilized for the purpose of creation. Otherwise, matter has no independent existence. The whole thing is matter, but it is formed according to the desire of the spirit.
So if matter is inferior to the spirit soul, then isn't it correct to say that the spirit soul is more complex or sophisticated than matter? If matter is inferior?
Spirit soul is living. Naturally, he has desires.
That is not complexity.
Mm.
It is the symptom of life.
Matter has no desire.
So matter seems, we say, more complex, but still is inferior.
It is made complex to have some partner.
Keeps living entity forgetful of Krishna. It makes Maya, the living entity, forget Krishna with all the complexities.
That makes that politically everything is being done. But he does that. So, fire is eternal. The fire is not complex. He does that. But if he does that, everything is ready. Yes. Physical subject matter studies, heat and light.
Yes.
Because everything is being conducted with heat and light.
So does the living entity's desire to become very complex due to its association with material nature?
He does not do that. He desires and matter. in the material world.
That desire is simple?
Desire is simple, that is it. I want to know desire how it's feeling. In my life, desire is how it is. That is only sense of the living.
If you say in your original record that the living entity is trying to enjoy material nature, but is becoming more and more entangled in personal practices.
He's becoming entangled in the machine. And without, he has forgotten his spiritual identity. He thinks, through this machine I can have very well.
In a sense, it is also true that in the material world, especially material sciences, they make things more complicated. The contamination of material desires. But when one develops spiritual desire, then it becomes more simple.
Karma bandha is very big. Jagyaka karma natsa karma bandha.
And for the karmi, if you ask what is the purpose of life, it is a very complicated question. For a devotee, it is a very simple question with simple answers.
That makes sense.
It is very complicated. We cannot answer it. Oh, this is a very difficult. We cannot discuss this in this class. This is too complex. Okay. That's the answer we get all our lives, and so we came to use your papa. And you answer very simply. Thank you for exposing these markings.